expert reading. Go.
Nay, good me lad, 'tis our times. Me brethren been out selling me for weeks, while me stock got stolen left and right. Now I've been pushed back to this alleyway, while I'll never steal me stuff. Aye, lad, 'tis our times. Lad, it all ain't be as simple to explain in a sentence. But I appreciate your offer to, what? A bold! Get away from me stuff, varmint! Who would believe such a story? You'd have to be the dumbest, deafest, stupidest, black lotus-stricken, pansy-lame bread ever. I bet you just want part of me profits. What's the use? I'm not a blacksmith, lad. I'm a fighter. An adventurer. I can't sit in a forge for hours. I can make a few good items to be used, but I can't make stock upon stock to sell. But take the damn knife. I'm leaving the city.
Let's hit up some Hams or Gunther. Yeah!
This apple is very good. What a shame that the peasants can have them.
Don't worry, brother. Soon this land will be ours as well. No one has yet noticed the building of a massive army. We shall swarm the land uninterrupted and claim these apples ours.
Wonderful, brother. For this gold king.
What? Why so silent, brother?
I am receiving a message on the magical earring, brother. We are to return to the fortress immediately.
Already? What a disappointment! I enjoy these woods so much, brother.
Yeah, me too, brother. But the Skull King wishes it.
For the Skull King!
For the Skull King.
Let's hit up that Skull King, bitch. Yeah!
Calavera, my dear Field Marshal. Are you there? Have you fixed the visuals on this crystal ball yet? I see you haven't. Better do it soon or I will kill you. I'm just making the joke. Seriously though, you naughty little lich. I want an update on the army. Tell me how long before we can start the invasion.
Now let's do that Totenkopf and Darkmoon peoples, yeah.
Say something, Prince. Something needs to be done about her attitude.
Huh, what are you, a little baby? You're probably not here to crank to anymore, bitch. Well, we mostly just waiting for the blue Tiago to arrive.
Yeah, there were some plans involving him that we were gonna work out in more detail, but...
We're not very sure what to do now.
Time to begin. It is very dark here. Hardly anything can be seen. Please recommend an action. The lights flicker on. Moody is in a box. Ouch! Moody thinks that his name is pronounced Mudy or something. A synthesizer keyboard pops out the wall. It is followed by a female robotic voice.
Select destination!
Moody plays this wonderfully with little effort. He is a bard, after all. The robotic voice says,
Destination accepted.
Suddenly, everything begins to rumble. Plop. Moody finds himself on the balcony of a fucking tall tower. Inside, he hears a female voice singing.
Locked up here for 1,000 years, but a prince will come one day. And when he sees me, he will say, Are you my prince? But Majesty, thou art dressed in rags, and scented of vermin, and a witches has transformed thee into a horrible monster. Then we must be married at once, oh dear Prince Moody. I feel as if I have loved thee for all my life. Thou must be introduced to mine father, the king, and present all of your land, underlings, and riches, so he may give us his approval.